Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Tanner?
Yep.
Hey, how's it going, man? My name's Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. A lot of people sometimes call me Hawk, though, so it's kind of a nickname. I heard
okay,
you
yeah.
as I was coming in the call there. Yeah, so either one is fine, but Sahak is actually my name. It's Armenian.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep, and then... From? Yep, a really old Armenian name. My dad was really into his Armenian side, so he just went, you know, all the way in. So let's see here. Let me just confirm a couple of things. So for service area, you guys want to keep it pretty tight, about 15 miles, right?
Yeah, if the numbers are right, you could probably bump it up a little bit.
Yeah, we can actually, so you can go up to 50 miles even. Like, our first pricing tier would be up to 50. So you could go up to 50 if you want, or we can keep
it
a little
bit
closer.
But yeah,
exactly. That's why I like to ask. So maybe up to like 20, 25 max, depending on the job, a little closer.
Yeah, it depends on what it is.
Right, depending on the job.
I could drive 100 miles.
Striping will be the, so that'd be the main one, right? That's the one you want to be found for the most, is the striping?
Mostly pressure washing.
Pressure washing? Oh, that's better.
That's the most popular.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a really good, a lot of people search that. Actually, so what I like to do initially is just do like a quick search and kind of see the potential for, you know, whatever service it is. So for that area, let's just try, we'll try 50, just so you can see, right, the potential. Right now, obviously, we can go anywhere between there if you want. But so for pressure washing between Google and Facebook, let's say, with the last 30 days, it's been about 2,700 searches done. So just to give you the potential, right? And that's where the service comes in, right? Because you can't be chosen on the first page of Google if you're not listed there, right? And that's where it comes in, searchability. Because unfortunately, that's where people search, right? For anything. I mean, like, directions, restaurant, you got a spot on your skin, you don't know what it is. You're going to check Google, right? First, before anything. So that's why we focus there. I mean, that's where the money is, right? But we don't just put you there, okay? So you're also going to be on, like, all the local directories. The most popular ones are Bing for first page placement, you know, the Microsoft search engine. You're on Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, even for, like, voice-activated searches. So, I mean, they could be searching anywhere, right? And they're going to find you. As long as they're searching for any of those services, pressure washing, striping, any of those, you're going to pop up right there on that top page. You know, like, when you do a search, you see the map. And then there's like 3 to 5 businesses listed. Yeah, right there. So other than that, they also have like a full service marketing package, right? So you also have like sponsored Facebook ads. Now he had made a note. You also were kind of working with Facebook already. Like you have a profile, right? But were you running any ads or anything like that?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. So that'd be included too, if you wanted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You said you were doing what?
I was working with fucking Angie leads. That shit doesn't work.
Oh,
so I'm gonna
I'm
looking to run my own Facebook ads.
Yeah, so that'd be included. I can see what I can do about the pricing because I know he made a note here. He put you in for that credit, the new business credit. So, I mean, let's see what I can do here. Now, just so you know, though, for the what's included, right? So you also get like a call a tracking system, like our dashboard, but it's basically the same thing I just used, our Google Analytics, to do that search, right? So you can see what areas you're being searched in the most, the keywords you're being found for, right? Like optimize everything as you go along. And you have our app called Splash Call, so you can see this real time on your phone to where the calls are coming from and, you know, down to the last detail so we can, like I said, optimize and if you want to change anything out, keywords, run a promotion, whatever. So it's a full service thing. Now, of course, pricing is what it comes down to, though. So, let's see. So, we'll go. Okay. So, with the credit, it does bring it down quite a bit. Just to give you an idea of the difference, right? So, instead of it being $898, it brings it down to just $348. Okay? So, and after the first month, it actually goes down to $249. So, essentially, $250 a month. You get all that. The initial payment is only the 99 because of the programming, which would include a website if needed. So after that, though, $348 because of the initial payment. But then after that, like I said, $250 each month. And that doesn't change based on amount of calls or leads that you get. And it's not, you know, once they call, the call goes to you only, right? It's not going to your competition at the same time where you're racing to get to the client. No, these people call you directly. So you, it's all in your hands, right? You just take the calls, bid the jobs, we do the rest.
That yeah, way we take. It's a little high for me, to be honest. Especially after.
Oh, the pricing, you mean?
Angie leads. Yeah. If you guys, I don't know, do you guys have any testimonials that you could like email me over? Do you have like a free trial program or?
So we don't do free trials because we don't do contracts. So we actually, you know, we do just month to month. So you can cancel at any time. Most people like that I've signed up, let's see, I've been here about 2 years. Like I haven't had anyone cancel due to success or like getting jobs or like that sort of thing. Maybe if it's seasonal, they might pause it, right? Cause who's going to cancel on money, but.
Yeah.
Now, as for the testimonials, what I can do, I'm going to send you two things, okay? First is our pricing page, but this other one, it's a couple companies that we've worked with. Now, obviously, as you know, I think they tell you on the front end of the call, we don't work with anyone currently in your area who does what you do, right? That's the listing they're looking to fill. But in that regard, also, you know, we wouldn't work with anyone else in your area if we sign you up. So that way you get the most amount of calls, most amount of traction. And that's why, I think the company's been in business like, 18 years and they've been a partner of Google since 2004. It's a strict Google guideline. And also, of course, it does help with the service being much better and getting the retention rate, you know, that you're looking for. You should be getting the text right now. That's our pricing page. Okay. That's what we just went over, but I'm also sending you the second one. It's called our client success page. So you'll be able to see. Now, a couple companies you may have actually heard of that we work with, it's, now first is Vivint, that smart home company that did home security. They've been with us a while. And then also Extra Space Storage, I think they're nationwide. They started off with us with just 4 locations. And yeah, so they ran with it. But obviously you don't have to go nationwide if you don't want, but just some examples. You should have got those texts though. Did you get those?
Yeah, I'm looking at the...
Okay,
one of them.
And
right
then
now.
On the, okay, the first one, if you're looking at the first one, that has our, if you go down towards, you'll see the, you know, years in business and everything. But in the middle there, you'll see our partnership with Google. It'll say Google Ad Partner. You can actually click on that logo and that takes you to Google's website. So you'll see in the web address, it'll say google.com/partners, right? So that's Google's website. That's our partnership, our accreditation, our spending with them. So you can see, you know, we are a legit partner of Google. And then the other one, the second one is the testimonials and the, what you were asking for. And the company itself actually, so, we train, you know, since 2004, I've been working with Google as a Google Premier Partner, and our techs train with Google Techs. That's why they run all the ads, the, you know, the whole backlinks, everything.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested. I'd probably go with you guys in the future. It's just the money's a little tight right now. I don't know if you guys are, how fast are you guys looking to find the...
So typically they fill it within the same day, usually. I mean, that's just average. Sometimes maybe by the next morning or whatever. But if it's really just the pricing, right, if you really are interested, because you see value in it, right, you are interested.
Yeah.
So what I can try to do, what usually works, especially on Friday, because they're always looking, you know, to fill the listing, to move on and, you know, get a new account. So how I spin it to my manager is if I can get this guy signed up, you know, today, can we waive the setup fee? That way you're just looking at $250. And then it'll be the same each month, too. They'll never charge you that fee.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you still, but it still includes the website. So essentially, you get a website for free and the programming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll
take yeah. Right? If I can do that, can we get it going?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. Let's do it. So I'm going to ping him now. I'm most likely usually says yes, but, you know, just cover my ass, right? Okay, now for the verification process, And now, have you ever gone through the Google My Business process, you know, the verification through Google, ever?
Yeah, I sent in my video, and I don't think they got back to me.
Okay, so that's one of the first things we do, so we'll take care of that as well. I just wanted to know if you already had a profile out there. I was looking. So, yeah, that's one of the first things we'll do. Yeah, we'll get the verification process. Now, what address would you like to use for that?
Is it visible on Google?
You don't have to make it, no. Usually they people opt out. Yeah, you don't have to list it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just use 755 15th Avenue East, West Fargo, North Dakota.
There it is, and that's 58078?
Yep.
Okay. Got it. And then let's see. Now, this is a good phone number for clients to contact you through the listing?
Yep.
This will be, okay. And then what's a good email for you?
It's leestanner, leestanner,
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
There it is. So, leestanner at gmail.com.
Yep.
And that's your last name, L-I-E-S, right?
Yeah, it's pronounced Lease.
Lease. I was going to ask. Yeah, I want to make sure I got the pronunciation correct. Lease. Interesting. What nationality is that?
American.
Oh, okay. I've never heard it, so I was just like,
I guess I never asked.
Wondering in my head. Yeah, that's cool, though. I like it. Because it reads like something else, but then it's pronounced different, you know?
Yeah, it reads like lies. Like I'm alive.
Right. No, of course not. I don't get that vibe from you anyway. Okay, so North Dakota, 580. Okay, got it. That should be good. And then for your Google Business profile, like how it's going to appear to your clients, is 9 to 5 okay? You want to do 8 to 6 on the hours, or what's good for you?
So people would call... Or they'd be
this is, yeah, for
calls,
call basically. Mm-hmm. There you go. Exactly.
I don't know, because I work another job right now, so.
So maybe.
Would it be stupid to have it in the afternoon?
No, better, right? Because you're probably usually getting off work by the afternoon?
Yeah.
So you could put it like 1 to, what, 6, 7?
Yeah, that'll work, I guess.
1 to 6, and we can change it at any time. We can change it. Yeah, if you don't mind getting calls a little later, you'll probably get more that way since it's just the afternoon. So, yeah, we could put 1 to 9 or 1 to 10. Okay, so Monday through Friday then, right? No weekends.
You can put the weekends on there.
Both? Monday through Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so for the 1 to 10, it would be Monday to Sunday, or on the weekend, you want different hours for calling?
Yeah, it could just be all day on...
Just all day for the weekend? Okay.
Yeah, 8 to whatever.
Yeah, okay. See, 8 to, we'll just put 8. All right, and then for clients contacting you, phone, text, and email is going to be okay?
Mm-hmm. Except it wouldn't be that email.
Oh, okay. Well, we can change that too. Okay, perfect. And then, now are there any specific areas you want to show up for? We can target 12 different cities or 4 different counties. You could even narrow it down to zip codes if you have them. But, yeah, usually counties or cities.
Yeah, so obviously my own 58078. And then Fargo is 58104. And then I don't know... Morehead is really close to us. I don't know what the zip code is for that area.
Morehead. Okay, so the first, give me the names. I'll put the names with the zip codes. That way the tech can kind of figure some more out. What was the first one, 58078? Is
That's
that West
Fargo?
Yeah. Okay. And then the 58104?
Yeah, that's Fargo.
That's still Fargo? Okay. And then Moorhead, we'll figure that out. Any other city names?
No.
Okay. For now, we'll just go with that. And you said 30 miles, right? Like max? Or more like 25?
Yeah, max, I guess. Yeah, you can lower it to 25.
Okay. I'll put, 20 to 25. Just to give a broad spectrum for the tech.
Is that gonna, let's say there is someone like 30 miles away. Is that going to like limit?
Exactly. That's why it's important. So I'll put 30 because maybe, and then now using that same tracking system, we're going to be able to track it down to like income levels, certain areas with certain keywords that are being searched. So we can make sure you're getting bigger jobs, right? Too, in certain areas. So we can make sure if it's farther out, maybe, yeah, exactly. You're getting the right type of jobs. Now, for the website, just so you know, it's your own standalone URL. I mean, you can put scheduling and billing for clients even if you want, but you can put like testimonies, your own pictures, content. You're instrumental in creating the site. So, you know, if you have pictures and whatnot, you can like text or email them over to the tech. And you guys are also licensed and insured, I'm guessing?
Not yet. We're working on it.
Oh, but you're working on it. Okay. Yeah, no worries. So I'll put in process. Okay. And we can help you with the verification process and all that too. So I'm sure we can help you out. Now, let's see. Are you guys still working with any other, like, are you working with Facebook, Instagram? So you guys doing any social media?
Just the Facebook page.
Just the Facebook? Okay.
And then we're on Nextdoor, too.
Oh, okay. Nice. Now, let's see. What about the keywords? Now, obviously, you can have up to 15 if you offer a lot of different services. But are you guys doing mainly, like, let's see.
Mainly pressure washing. Pressure window washing. Cleaning. Parking lot striping.
And are you guys doing painting, like interior, exterior painting at all?
No.
Just mainly the pressure washing, parking lot striping. And then what was the third one you said?
Window cleaning.
Window cleaning. Okay. So those main three.
Yeah, I guess you could do like lawn mowing or lawn maintenance.
Lawn mowing. Lawn, but not like landscaping where it would bring in other like things, right? Just the mowing and the, okay.
Just like mowing and maybe a little bit like, of weed killing, but.
Like lawn mowing, lawn care.
Yeah, lawn care, yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, I think we should do it. Okay. There it is. And then, we'll use that number. And then for the email, like I said, we can change it out later if needed. Like, obviously, you want the clients to contact you at a different one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can try to set up one, too, through the website. We can try and do that. So let's see. That should do it for that. Make sure I got everything on this side. So Tanner, got the... And then can you confirm the email one more time?
Which email was that?
The LeahsTanner at gmail.com, right?
LIES, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, got it. And then address is good, 755 15th. Okay. Next would be, let's see, the billing. Now, is the billing address going to be the same as well, the 755 15th?
Yep.
And that's 15th Street Avenue East, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, West Fargo, 58078. And then for the payment method, is that Visa or MasterCard or?
The two circles is MasterCard, right?
Yes, I believe so. Okay, so I think. From my memory, yeah. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Sure, it's 5507.
Okay.
1642.
Mm-hmm.
4513.
Yep.
8830.
Okay, so just to confirm, 5507-1642-4513-8830.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the expiration?
0224.
224. And the number on the back?
136.
136?
Yeah.
Okay. And now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us and we're calling calls are more secure. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We just do the city.
Okay. What's the city name?
Fargo.
Fargo. Got it. I'm actually from Washington State, so I'm used to the cold, right? It gets pretty cold over there, huh? In Fargo?
Oh, yeah. Hot summers,
yeah.
And really cold winters.
Yeah, right. That's what I've heard.
Yeah,
and
we could get into some, what's it called? Snow removal.
Oh, I could list that, too. Yeah. So during certain... Right. And that's coming up. So we can either add it now or we can add it later once it gets kind of closer in the winter. But it is almost September, so I could just list it now if you want.
Yeah, would it be more residential people that would probably call?
Yep, very true.
So, yeah, if that's the case, then, yeah, you could just list it now.
Okay. And we can make sure that, yeah, it's more residential. I'll put mostly residential next to it. See, so snow removal, snow plowing or just snow removal?
Probably just removal. I do have a plow, but I don't really know how to use it.
Right. Okay, so snow removal. And then I'll put
res
only. Or I can even put, yeah, okay. I made a note for the tech, too. So let's see here. Okay. All right, next. So once it processes, you're going to get your invoice through text and email, right? And then I'll resend the text. It's usually the quickest way to access it. But once you'll have that for your records, though. So let me just... do that now. Okay. And he did give me the go ahead on that. It's just going to be the 249.
Okay.
Yep. So we're good on that. Okay. And then the website. So when, by the way, like to set up everything, when would be a good time to speak with the technician? Would you be able to do that sometime today, or is Monday going to be better?
Yeah, today after, I don't know, when do you guys get off?
So we're Pacific, right? At 3 o'clock would be the last hour they could do it. So I think you're an hour ahead, so 4 o'clock?
It's not going to work.
So maybe
and
Monday.
You guys aren't on the weekends?
Typically, no. I'll check into it, but no, typically not for the for those particular, like the onboarding. It's just weekdays.
Shit.
So maybe Monday.
I don't know what my schedule looks like this week, so.
Yeah, no worries. I'll just put it for Monday, and then you're going to have my contact information and everything. So just let me know, what it's going to look like next week, like Monday or whatever, and we'll set something up. But for now, I'll just put like a soft, Monday morning one for now. So let's see here. Okay, so you're going to see that come through now on your online banking. Let me just make sure everything's correct. So it's Tanner Liez, no business name on the card, right?
No.
Okay, and that's 75515. Okay, so we're good. Yeah, you'll see that come through now, and then, like I said, I'm going to get you the invoice. Then there's just one other quick step after that, and then we're good to go. And I'll set you up with the tech for Monday.
Sweet.
So you'll see the email come through now, but I'm going to send you the text because it has like a link directly to the email, so you don't have to like go in here. Unless you already see it, then just click on that, but let's see. Invoice. Okay, you should get a text any second now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you click on the link there, it's going to take you into the invoice. Of course, take a quick look, you know, if you got any questions. Then once you get to the bottom there, you're going to see like a box where you click that says I'm the authorized user. Then next to that, there's a spot where you just type your name and then you hit confirm signature. Once you do that, that's going to take you to our website and ask for your username and login. And you're going to get that within 7 days from when you speak with the tech. He's going to start setting up all your stuff, you know, next week, first thing. So let me know once you get there.
Yeah, I put my signature through.
Okay, looks good. Now, there's just one other quick step. It's called our voice verification. It's to kind of go outline the service agreement and go over, you know, everything that's included, the information you're going to need, and also to ensure the accuracy of the order. So if you have any questions for me to clarify anything, just don't hesitate to stop me. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Elite LLC.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Tanner Lease, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yep.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. That also goes along with the verification process. So what I usually do, I'm going to send you this email. It's going to say, action needed, pictures for Google verification. You're going to get that. So that'll have everything you're going to need, the process that the tech is going to help you with. That way you can have all that ready for the interview on Monday. Now, also as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set you up with that security question to verify the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company, and those other calls you can, you know, disregard. Now, also, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Could you say that again?
Yeah, just do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
So what are you asking?
So basically during the process, like when you're speaking with the tech and, you know, we'll need things for the verification or whatnot, that you're just going to be responsive. I mean, we're not going to just overload you with calls and emails. We set these times up for you, obviously, but just during the process, will you be, you know, responsive to the phone calls and emails like during that process?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, also in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to just let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do, say with another company during the term of your agreement?
Just Angie Leeds. I'm going to cancel that though.
Oh, okay. So that's it? Okay. So you don't even have to worry about that part then. Okay. Now your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, August 18th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That's the recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'm going to text you, along with all the other information you're going to need to prevent charges for your next month of service. So just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay, so you're good to go. I'm just going to send you the email with the confirmation time with the technician. I'll send you a quick text right now with my contact info. It's also going to have all the info you need, like with the number the tech is going to call from, all that, same number. Okay, so other than that, you're good to go. So let me just send you the, this is Sahak. You can contact me. Okay. Yeah, you should get that here in a sec. So other than that, I mean, you're good to go. Thanks for giving us a shot. Welcome to the team, most of all. And then they're going to call you most likely between 9 and 9:30, right, Monday. Now, if that does change, just let me know, and I can adjust it at any time, okay? You can text me through this number I'm about to text you from. Okay, perfect. So you're good to go. We'll speak to you on Monday, and we'll get you going, okay? Have a good one.
See how this goes, Hawk.
Yeah, you too, brother. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
All right, bye.